Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Keokuk County Emergency Management Coordinator Larry Smith about the new interoperable radio system that is being installed statewide that will allow different agencies in different counties to communicate with each other. And so tell me about this system, what it will be doing.
Well, it will be a statewide system that state departments, agencies will be on, such as the Iowa State Patrol, the Iowa DNR, the Iowa DOT, is the many of the state agencies that will convert to it in the near future.
And so what benefit will this new system be bringing for these different agencies?
For instance, so if there's a large event, it will enable outside agencies to come locally and still communicate. Right now, they would have to share frequencies or talk paths, what we call. And then on a normal routine basis, say if there's if they're transporting a mental health person to another side of the state or something, the home agency, say if it's a local agency that joins, could actually talk back to home base when they're 200 miles away.
Whereas before, it was probably somewhere within, 50 miles or something that someone could be communicating through the radio system?
Yeah, effectively, it drops off at about the 50-mile range. Sometimes you can get out a little bit further, but that's not reliable. And then same way as, like, the EMS folks doing a patient transport from here to Des Moines, they can either talk back locally or as the ambulance would pass into another county, they would have connectivity as well. Currently, there are some frequencies that are statewide, but those are going to be consolidated into this new network.
And how long has this new network, this plan, how long has this been in the making?
It's been in the making for about 3 years now. Finally, here last fall, you could start seeing actually progress, visual progress. There was so much behind the scenes that was going on, such as for like the sites where they're building the towers. They're trying to use state-owned sites. That way they're staying away from any leased sites. But the network was being built by Motorola, is the company that's building all the network. And then so there's been going on for good 3 years at minimum.
How many towers are being put up for this system across the state?
There's 89 tower sites across the state. Some of the towers were existing towers that they retrofitted, and then there are some new ones, or a lot of new ones. I don't know the actual count on the new ones, but there's 89 tower sites.
And is this tower being put up in Sigourney? Is this a brand new one?
Yes, it's a brand new one. And the way this... Not every county gets a tower. For instance, Washington County doesn't get a tower, but they're going to have three towers around them that the signal can flow both ways onto all three towers. So it's not critical. Some people think it's critical they have to have a tower in their backyard, but that's not true, because you can have the signal bouncing around, as like on your systems, the airwaves, it can come in from three different ways and triangulate into the network.
When will this system be accessible or ready to be used?
Currently, the plan is to have all the sites up and operational by the end of this calendar year. So then further testing and tuning will go on, and then probably by mid-2018, they'll be ready to turn the keys over to the state, and everybody will be able to start using it. Boots on the ground now.
For local agencies to use it, they just have to purchase their own radios?
Right, and it doesn't have to be that every agency or, say, every firefighter with the agency has to have a new radio. They can still use their existing legacy system. The biggest thing of this is that it can work command to command. So the fire chief or assistant chief will have that operability and interoperability capability that some of the boots on the ground doesn't need to have the new system. So it's not a true... need to do a true, what we call a forklift upgrade. Just a smaller upgrade will work, and then they can grow to it as time and budgets allow.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Keokuk County Emergency Management Coordinator Larry Smith. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.